On February 13, 2015, at about 11 o'clock in the morning, three buses stopped outside the entrance to Liangjiahe village. Some passengers got off and hurried to the village.
Jinping is back!
Having heard the shout, the villagers started running to the entrance. Xi Jinping was returning to Liangjiahe, the small village he had dreamt of coming back to and where he had been missed for 40 years. Xi Jinping couldn't help but feel excited. This was where he had lived and toiled for 7 years, and these were the folks he hung out with every day. He could still remember them all.
Hi, Sui Wa.
Even from a distance, Xi Jinping recognized Shi Chunyang in the crowd. He shook hands with every one of his friends. No one wanted to let go. The years have carved lines into the faces of these friends, but Xi Jinping could tell them by their nicknames. Xi Jinping traveled with his wife, Peng Liyuan, who he introduced to the villagers.
This is my woman, and I'm taking her to meet my folks.
The villagers were amused when he spoke in the local dialect.
Zhang Weipan, you have not changed a bit!
While greeting his friends, Xi Jinping caught a glimpse of Zhang Weipan. He held Zhang's hand and introduced him to Peng Liyuan.
This is Liang Yuming's brother-in-law.
The crowd of villagers swarmed Xi Jinping as they talked and walked towards the village committee office. Before they could get that far, many more people joined the crowd and clustered around Xi Jinping until he couldn't walk any further. It was then that Shi Chunyang shouted,
"We have family paying us visit, and is this how we welcome them? Keep them outside the door? Let's get inside."
Xi Jinping used to work with many of these villagers, and he still remembered them. He started chatting with his friends.
How are you making money?
What do you usually eat? How are the elders? What are the kids up to? How's life in general? Do you eat rice? Do you often eat meat? His friends told him,
"Life has been getting better. Normally, wheat flour is our staple food, but we have rice and meat whenever we want."
Xi Jinping was happy to hear this and said, "That's great. It's a relief to know our folks now enjoy a better life." It was springtime, and the sun was already warming people's shoulders, and the snow was melting on the distant mountains. Standing in the courtyard of the village committee office, Xi Jinping spoke from the heart.
"I'm very excited to come back here today. It's great to see all of you here. In January 1969, I took the very first step forward in my life, and it landed here in Liangjiahe. For 7 years, I stayed here, and although I left, my heart always remained here with you."
The villagers were touched by his words. 85-year-old Liang Youchang didn't stop clapping to wipe the tears off his face. Looking at Liang Youchang, Xi Jinping continued with passion.
"I can see Liang is a senior member of the village. He's a grandpa now. This may be the first time we've met, but this meeting was bound to happen because I've developed such a strong connection with Liangjiahe. I lived and worked with your grandparents and your parents here. The first lessons of my life, I learned them here at Liangjiahe. Don't let anyone underestimate Liangjiahe. It is a place of great learning. If you take heart, you can learn lessons wherever life takes you."
She went on to say, "I was promoted to be party secretary of a production brigade here. From that point on, I decided to do great things for our people whenever there is a chance. I believe the future will only get better for Liangjiahe. I would also like to see our children grow up to be healthy and to be able to serve the people well."
Xi's sincere remarks touched the hearts of the villagers like the warm breeze in spring, and was met with thunderous applause. In 1975, Xi Jinping left Liang Jiahe. This was the second time he'd come back. On September 27, 1993, then a standing member of the Fujian Provincial Party Committee and Fuzhou Municipal Party Secretary, Xi Jinping made his first visit back to Liang Jiahe. It had been 18 years. He went door to door to visit the villagers, and he promised to bring his wife on the next visit. He told everyone, "We need to tend to the mountains and valleys. We need to develop commercial forests and orchards on the mountains. That should keep us fed. But meanwhile, we also need to improve our education." He gave every household an alarm clock as a gift, so the kids could wake up on time for school and get better results. They had mutton for lunch, and Xi Jinping finished two bowls and said he'd never tasted mutton so good since he left Liang Jiahe. Looking back on his first visit back to the village, he wrote, "When I returned to Liang Jiahe in 1993, some folks mentioned my initiative to set up a blacksmith shop, which raised people's incomes. They also remembered the methane pool that I led everybody to dig, which was the very first one in Shanxi province, and the villagers used it to cook and light their houses. But I also remember them helping me, protecting me, and inspiring me with their honesty." Xi Jinping remembered every villager in Liang Jiahe. During his 1993 visit, he brought tea as gifts. In 2015, a few days before the Spring Festival, he brought rice, flour, cooking oil, meat, New Year couplets and pictures for every household, and he personally wished everybody a happy Spring Festival, good luck for the New Year, and many more prosperous years to come.